Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, you know. We're finished week one of conference play, I guess you would call it, with the Saturday and then the midweek games finishing. And both of our teams are sitting at 2-0 after two games of basketball, so I don't think we can really complain right now.
Yeah, no complaints from me at all. Just really, I think, the way you show up against an undefeated Oklahoma team at home, not really knowing what they're going to bring because, you know, their quality of their opponents hasn't necessarily been the best. They've played some good teams, but, finally playing a team in the top six, I think, at the time, like Alabama shows. And then on the road at South Carolina, haven't historically played well there. So it was good to see a dominating win like that.
Yeah, and for Auburn, dominating win at home versus Missouri. Then we struggled a little bit Tuesday night versus Texas, at least closing. You know, for the most part of the game, Auburn was dominating. I believe they were up somewhere in the 15-point range when there was 9 minutes left to go in the game. And then just struggled a little bit down the road. But, I mean, as we saw Saturday, it is hard to win on the road with, I believe it was Vanderbilt beating, was the only road team to go down and get a win. And that's when they rode down and beat LSU, which might not be too hard this year. You know, I don't want to hate on LSU too bad, but I think it's kind of clear that they're the worst team in the SEC right now. And then we started conference play out with an absolute classic for Florida and Kentucky on Saturday. I mean, that was a heck of a game.
I mean, just, great offensive game. Some of the worst defense ever seen, happened to cost us $150, but, you know, we're not gambling. We don't do that. It's just winning on the road is going to be hard. I mean, I think A&M in the midweek, State, Auburn, State, Alabama, Ole Miss, and A&M did it. So it was a little easier during the midweek. But looking at these games this weekend, I think I might have one or two going on the road, or maybe more than one or two going on the road and getting some wins. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to, tease our picks or anything like that, but I definitely think I might reverse the trend that we saw last week and take a little more road wins on Saturday and the midweeks. I feel like the better teams, the ranked teams, the matchups favored the home teams a little bit more. Midweek game, you mentioned a little bit, A&M going on the road last night. That was a great come-behind win for A&M. They were basically trailing the whole game. And then down the last second, and I believe, I don't know if it was Phelps had a great game for him, but I don't know if he was the one that hit the game-winning shot or not. And they ended up winning by two at Oklahoma, which, Oklahoma and Texas now are a combined 0-4 in SEC play. So not a warm welcome to the conference. Figured they might have done a little better considering how the Big 12 has been the past few years, but not that great this year.
Yeah. Going back to Tuesday night against the Auburn Texas game, Trey, did Trey Johnson play well?
He did not play that well, honestly. He ended up finishing with low teens, I think. I think he ended up around 12, 13, like that. But they did have a dude, Kuminga, for Texas. He had 36 or 8. He was one of them guys where – it was one of them times where, all right, he's going to take the step back three, contested, like, double team, and drains it. And if he makes a shot, he just makes a shot. Like, it ain't nothing you can do kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he basically – he kept Texas in the game the whole way through. And then he made a few shots at the end, but finally the team around him started playing a little better. So, I mean, Texas could be dangerous, of how prolific Trey Johnson is. And if Kuminga can – obviously, he's not going to keep up 38 a game. He's not Don Connick. But, they could scare some people, especially at the Moody Center.
Yeah, I mean, looking at their schedule, their next three is not easy.
There's a chance they go 0-5.
Yeah, and, no week is going to be easy. But when you play the teams that they don't have a number beside their name, those are the ones you really need to take advantage of whenever it comes time. So, but I think with that, is there anything else that kind of sticks out to you? Tuesday night was Kentucky, Georgia.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, how about Georgia? You go to Ole Miss, you don't necessarily look that great versus Ole Miss. I was able to watch the second half and they just didn't really have nothing. Ace and Newell couldn't really put nothing together. And they turn around and, winning on the road is hard and they're able to beat Kentucky at home. So that was a big win for Mike White. Kind of saying, just kind of keeping him off the hot seat a little bit just because of how deep the conference is and how, Georgia's now a firm tournament team. But the one thing that did stick out to me Tuesday night, other than that, was Tennessee at Florida. I mean, I honestly believe, you know, me and you like to go to the Gordo gym, get a few shots up every now and then, play a little basketball. And we could have took some of the guys from that play rec basketball with us and went down to Florida and at least made four shots in the first half.
Yeah.
They ended up with, I think it was either 12 or 15 made shots in the whole game. Like that was, it was probably the one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen from a top 25 team.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I said it on the last episode, but I said defense travels. You know, if you're Tennessee, if you think you hold Florida to 73 points, you might win that game, you know. Definitely was not the case. You know, watching that game at the start of it, all three shots that kind of rimmed out for Lanier, and I think Milicic had one that just everything rimmed out. I was like, it just feels like it's one of those types of nights that you got to find a way to win, and they could not.
That was an understatement about being one of them nights.
Yeah.
Because, you know, basketball, and I think we talked about it a lot last year, basketball is one of the sports where sometimes – it just doesn't go your way. And baseball is similar. Sometimes you can hit the ball, you know, as hard as you can, and you hit it right to the shortstop and never has to move. The basketball, sometimes the shots just don't go in, and it's going to happen. Every team is going to do that at least some point this year. Can you find a way to win in other ways of the game? Well, Tennessee couldn't do any of those. Maybe a little bit defensively, but they were getting pushed around in the paint for sure.
Yeah, there's going to be a number one team come next week, and I think you're going to be happy if your team wins on Saturday at who that might be.
Well, you know, you'd be happy a little bit about it, but historically, Auburn's not good when they're favored. When Auburn is like ranked top five in any sport, you might as well just go ahead and throw all the money on the other team. It's going to happen. So, you know, it'll be nice to have the one by your name, gain a little respect, but it's also like your target just gets bigger on your back now.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's just crazy looking at it. You got number two and number five for both of us. And
can't stop smiling, Jacob. Can't stop smiling.
And, you know, and like, you know, I think there's somebody that's on this podcast that happened to say that Jay Billis said the other night that 13-5 could win the league. Yeah. I feel like somebody we know may have said that. But
just go ahead and tell us who said that, Jacob. Go ahead and say it.
It was you, right?
Well, I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, it was me. I think I said that, but. No, I think that's a real possibility. But, you know, recapping last week, going into this week, we're bringing back the it just means less infamous power rankings.
I would like, before we get in the power rankings, you know, so you're tooting your horn, so I'm gonna go ahead and do mine real quick. We did have our last week results, and I did get the one game where we went different on. So, but a good week from both me and Jacob. I went 13-3. He went 12-4. Some good weeks. Now back from tooting our own horns and go back to the power rankings, Jacob.
All right. At 16, feel like it's kind of the team that we both picked to finish last. LSU. Just Cam Carter looks to be all that they have, and you know that's not gonna be enough. So we got them at 16 after going 0-2. At 15, we got South Carolina, who went 0-2 as well, losing at home to Alabama Wednesday night, and then losing
slaughtered at
State on Saturday. So just two ugly losses, I think, by a combined 50-some-odd points.
Is that good? Is that good?
Some would say no, and we are some. So going to 14, we have Missouri. Now they are 1-1, but their one win did come at LSU, and their loss came at Auburn on Saturday. Just didn't really look that great at Auburn, you know, and it's not really, it doesn't seem like it's going to be too difficult to beat LSU at the moment. So we have them at 14. And then at 13, we have Texas. They did go 0-2, but played a really, really tough game against Tech or Auburn on Tuesday night or Wednesday night.
Tuesday night,
yeah. So we have Texas at 13.
Yep, and then at 12, we got Vanderbilt going 1-1. You know, we have a few 0-2 teams ahead of them, but we got to see who Vanderbilt beat. LSU on the road is impressive, but then he lost at home, so it kind of evens out a little bit. So we got Vanderbilt at 12, Arkansas at 11 after going 0-2. Played two top 25 teams, didn't really have a chance versus Tennessee, and honestly, Ole Miss dominated them at their place too. They hung around, but they still got a little dominated versus Ole Miss. So we got Arkansas at 11, OU at 12, after, you know, two ranked losses, one at home, one on the road, getting dominated by Alabama and then choking the lead versus A&M. So we got them at 10. And then Georgia, We got a 9 after 1-1 with their not so great performance at Ole Miss losing, but then being able to beat Kentucky at home is able to get them just outside of the top half of the league for us.
Yeah. At 8, we have Ole Miss going 2-0. Big win on the road at Arkansas. Struggled early, started off kind of slow early, but kind of turned it around quick. And then a big win Saturday at home against Georgia. I think, let's see. I know I texted Wells during that game. And let's see. I just want to see what I had word for word. This Ole Miss UGA game sucks. it was so much unfun to watch. You know, I just couldn't really get into it. I think when I turned it on, Blue came and probably airballed a 3 or something because he's weird. But at 8, we have Ole Miss. At 7, we have Kentucky going 1-1, going on the road and losing at Georgia. Georgia just kind of seemed to dominate that game in a way. I feel like the score was a little bit closer than how Georgia actually won. But, you know, the loss at Ole Miss was just kind of ugly. Didn't play well to start. So I just got Georgia and Kentucky mixed up. I'm sorry. Kentucky's win at home against Florida is why they're kind of ahead of Ole Miss right now at 7. At 6, we got 2-0 State. Very dominant win at home against South Carolina on Saturday, and then going on the road and beating Vandy. I think that was a double-digit win, maybe, on the road.
I think it was, yeah. It ended up being double digits, I think.
So State looks really good right now. So and then at 5, we got Tennessee. Dropping, probably would have had them at 2 last week if we would have done a power rankings, maybe. After just the bad loss at Florida, get 30 piece.
That's tough.
Yeah, especially as the number one team, that's tough. But did have a really dominating win against Arkansas Saturday, so kind of give them a little bit of respect. But I think 5 and 6 are really close.
Yeah, I mean, right now. I think the gap between 3 and even maybe even 7, it's pretty close. Maybe you elevate 1 and 2, which I'm not going to spoil who 1 and 2 is, but I think everybody knows who they are, kind of thing. But 3 through 7, and honestly, I wouldn't push back crazy about including 1 and 2 in the category with, you know, at least 1 through 6 right now, 1 through 5. But 4, we have A&M 2-0. With a good win versus Texas and then a road win at OU, who was ranked at the time of recording this. Florida, we have at 3. We have Florida really high because they dominated Tennessee, and we're not going to hold a road loss at Kentucky where you scored, 90-something points on the road. Florida, yeah.
Put up 100.
Oh, they did get to 100?
It was 106-100.
Well, we're not going to hold a loss to you where you score 100 points in the road. Like, most of the time, you're going to win that game if you do that kind of thing.
So if we got you play defense, 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 and they did not.
Hey, I can attest firsthand. It's hard for Auburn to play defense in Rupp Arena too.
Dude, so. The over under for that game was 166.5. They covered that by 40.
That's a lot of points. Vegas was a little off on that one, I think.
Holy crap.
And then finishing out, we have Alabama 2 and Auburn 1. Alabama does have the ranked win versus Oklahoma right now. We'll see what Oklahoma looks like Monday when the AP poll comes out. But the way we said Auburn 1 is because if you would have done it last week, who would you have had at 1 and 2? We think Auburn would have been 1. And even though, you know, their teams that they played weren't the best teams, we're not going to hold it against you that you didn't really make your schedule, and you took care of business in 1. So that subject to change depending on how Auburn looks this week. But right now we got Auburn 1 and Alabama 2. All right. So we'll go ahead and jump into Saturday's games. Saturday is January the 11th. I would like to make the – before we even started, all times are God's time zone, the central time zone. So whenever we tell a time, just make sure that it is God's time zone that you realize that. Well, first we have number 2 Auburn, 14-1. They are 2-0 in conference play at South Carolina. South Carolina is 10-5, 0-2 in conference play. It is a 12 p.m. SEC Network game, and it's a game that, weather permitting, see what Friday looks like, that I might be in attendance for. But and I hope I'm in attendance to see Auburn get the dub. I'm going to take Auburn to go into Colonial Life. Is that, yeah. I believe Colonial Life and get the red win. So I'm going to take Auburn.
The place just looks dead on TV. Especially last night it did. Now they'll be packed out Saturday, weather permitting. But yeah, I'm gonna go Auburn to win on the road. I don't this think it'll be I think with the crowd we'll help them get into it, but I think Auburn shuts them up pretty fast.
I sure hope so. And then the second game Saturday is Vanderbilt, 13-2, 1-1 at Missouri. Missouri is 2-3, or 12-3, sorry, 1-1 in conference play. It is a 2:30 SEC Network game. How are you going with Jacob?
I'm gonna go Vandy on the road. I think Vandy gets it done on the road. Wouldn't be shocked. Missouri wins this one at home. Beating Kansas at home, but let's just go with Vandy to kind of keep going.
I think I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take Missouri to win at home. I don't know. This is a toss-up to me. I don't really think either team is great, but they're fine, both of them. So I know I'm going to take some road wins later, so I need to even it out a little bit. I'm going to take the home team, Missouri, to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a toss up. So, I might edit myself in there saying that I picked. Who knows? All right, going to the next game. Number 8, Florida, who is 14-1, 1-1 in conference play at Arkansas, who is 11-4, 0-2 in conference play. 3 p.m. tip on ESPN. What you got?
Florida. I think Cal is going to start 0-3 in his SEC debuts at Arkansas. I don't know, man. Florida just, you lost, but you scored 100 points. And I just think Todd Golden is a great young coach if he can stay out of trouble. So I'm going to take Florida to go up to Bud Walton and get the road win.
Yeah, Arkansas, Cal has never started 0-2 in conference play. He's going to start 0-2.
Really?
Yeah, in the SEC, he's never started 0-2. He's going to start 0-3. Going to take Florida to win on the road. All right, going into the next game, I got number 1 Tennessee, who is 14-1, 1-1 at Texas, who's 11-4, 0-2 conference play. 5 p.m. tip on ESPN. I'm going to go with Tennessee to win, bounce back. But I think Texas plays up close. Texas's defense played really well, I thought, to an extent, keeping it close, at least against Auburn. Well, I guess you could say offense, but I'm going to take Tennessee to bounce back and get it done on the road at the Moody Center.
That's right. But I'm going to take Tennessee as well. But I will advise Tennessee that you have to show up because I think Texas can beat you at home. I don't think this would be any more close if they played at
It's now like
Food Center.
The food center at Thompson.
Yeah, Tom, something,
But
whatever that is. But Tennessee better get their off. I just don't say what you want about Rick Barnes in March. I'm a Rick Barnes hater when it comes to March time. He's always going to choke. But Rick Barnes' team in January and February, they don't lose too many in a row. So I'm going to take Tennessee to go on the road and get the job done. All right. Now we got number 17, Oklahoma. 17 at the time of recording. Here at 13-2, 0-2 in conference play at Georgia. Georgia's 13-2, 1-1 in conference play. It's a 5 p.m. ESPN2 game. What you going with, Jacob?
take Georgia at home. And I'm not very confident Oklahoma right now, just with that 2-0 start and then losing the game that you were up pretty big in last night against A&M without their best player. So I think Georgia keeps it hot and plays well at home and gets the win against Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia too. I mean, it's hard to pick against them when they just took Kentucky in their home arena, Stegman, and they were at Stegman Coliseum, and they were able to get the job done. So I'm going to take Georgia and Asa Newell and Mike White and the boys to definitely make sure that Oklahoma's not ranked come Monday. And then we got LSU 11-4, 0-2 in conference play at number 23, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 13-2, 2-0 in conference play. It's a 5 p.m. SEC Network game. I'm gonna take Ole Miss. LSU's not that good at the point. I really don't know how I feel about Ole Miss either, but I don't think Saturday is the time we're gonna find out how good Ole Miss is because I don't think LSU is that good, and I definitely don't like LSU going on the road. If you can't beat Missouri, if you give Missouri their first conference win in, over 400 days, then I don't think you deserve to be picked when you go to Ole Miss. So give me Ole Miss to get the job done at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss as well. Missouri was favored by like 6.5 on Saturday or Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever they played. So I think Ole Miss will kind of be around the same, if not more. So I'm going to take Ole Miss to win at home. Going to the next game, number 5 Alabama, who was 13-2, 2-0 in conference play, at number 10 Texas A&M, who was 13-2, 2-0 in conference play. It's a 7 p.m. tip on ESPN. What you got?
Oh, I don't know, Jacob. I really want to take A&M, and not because they're playing Alabama, but I just think going to Reed Center can be tricky. It's been tricky for Auburn a little bit. I don't know. Has anybody seen Wade Taylor's, how long he's going to be out for?
So that's what, you know, that's what I don't know. And that's what I'm, you know, I was actually looking that up because I have no idea. I just, it's hard playing out there, man. You know that too.
Yeah. Give me Alabama. I'm going to take Alabama to win on the road because I don't know Wade Taylor's status. And even though they did go into Oklahoma and win on the road without Wade Taylor, I think if they had a Wade Taylor, I probably would take A&M to win. So, you know, it's going to be tough on Alabama because they're going to have to beat six guys on the court with Buzz Williams standing halfway out there guarding you at the same time. But I think Nate Oates and the boys will start 3-0 in conference play.
I'm going to go A&M. So I've got it pulled up. So 2020, 2021, the year, the COVID year, no, not COVID year, weather kept Alabama from going out there. It was kind of the same type of thing that's going on now. It was just a lot worse. Excluding that, out of the past seven, out of the last seven times Alabama's gone out there, they lost six of the seven. They only won the one they won by one.
Was that Brandon Miller's year they went out there? They lose at Brandon Miller's
year. The last time they went out there was 2014.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so going all the way back to 2008, Alabama has lost six of their last seven in Texas A&M. And the one game they did win was by 1 point. So history just isn't on our side. So I'm gonna go A&M. Nate Oates has not won at Reed Center yet. Or Reed Arena.
All right. I did not.
Yeah. It's out there has been his kryptonite. So going to Starkville, the last game of Saturday is number 6 Kentucky, who's 12-3, 1-1 in conference play, at number 14 Mississippi State, who's 14-1, 2-0 in conference play. 7:30 p.m. tip on ACC Network. I'm going to take Mississippi State to win at home. I think Kentucky losing on the road at Georgia doesn't help their case at all. And so State's playing well. Had a dominating win at home. I think everybody's fired up in Stark Vegas. So I'm going to go State to win at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take State as well. You know, last time they played this was Josh Hubbard hit a crazy three to tie it, and then Reed Shepard went down the court and made a little floater to win the game. Kind of thing. It was a great game they had. I like State. I think State's really dangerous, and I think they're going to trip some teams up that you can start thinking about State as a top dog in the conference, at least this year. And I know I've seen a lot for some reason, my algorithm on Twitter likes to blow me up a lot of State folks. And Mayor Josh Hubbard's tweeting about it. Everybody's talking about Pack the Hump Saturday. So I think it's going to be a great environment. And Kentucky losing on the road doesn't give you no faith to be able to win on the road. So let's respect the hump in Mississippi State, the dentist out there with Christian Hansen. I'm going to take State. All right, that concludes Saturday, like Jacob said. So going on to Tuesday, we're back talking about Mississippi State. Tuesday, January 14th, number 14, Mississippi State will go at 2, number 2, Auburn, 6 p.m. SEC Network game. Who are you going with, Jacob?
Get Auburn at home. Big State plays it close, maybe 10-point game. I don't see them getting it closer to that. I think the atmosphere will be too much and kind of get to them. So I'm going to go with Auburn at home.
Yeah, I'm going to whip you. I think on the Auburn-Alabama front, until somebody wins at – their wins on the road at Auburn or at Alabama, I'm going to take Auburn and Alabama. I just don't really see either of them losing the home right now. So I'm respecting Neville. You know, I got to watch a lot of games there the past three years, and I don't think Mississippi State is going to be able to get the job done, but I expect Hubbard to go crazy because he always does.
Yeah, well, I want to say something about Mississippi State's schedule, starting with Kentucky on Saturday. Through the end of January, Kentucky at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home, at Tennessee, at South Carolina, Alabama at home. What a game stretch.
If you're 3-3, you're happy, right?
Yeah, you got to be. I mean, you really got to win the ones at home. Besides, I think the only toss-up at home would be Alabama, maybe.
You got to get South Carolina.
You got to beat South
Carolina. You need to get Ole Miss.
And Kentucky.
And then you get one of the Alabama, Kentucky, and the – Tennessee and Auburn, right? You got to get those two and then get one of the other four.
And you'd start out at what? That would have you starting out at 5-3. Can't really be upset about that.
No, I mean, you really can't with how they play. I mean, it's got to, yeah, you think it's got to ease up, but it probably won't just because of how good the SC is. But all right, the other 6 p.m., well, one of the other 6 p.m. games, because there's three really good 6 p.m. games on Tuesday, is number 23 Ole Miss at number 5 Alabama, 6 p.m. ESPNU. I'm going to take the Tide. Like I said, I'm not going to pick against Alabama or Auburn at home until somebody goes in there and beats them. And like I said earlier with the Ole Miss LSU game, I'm not really sure how good Ole Miss is against the top team. So we'll find out though, but I'm going to take Alabama.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Tide. I think they bounce. You know, obviously I have them losing to A&M, but I think Tuesday night they get a good win against a hopefully still ranked Ole Miss team. To Tuscaloosa because it helps. I mean, like you said, it's hard to pick against Alabama and Auburn when nobody has gone in there and won in the past, like in recent memory. So,
yeah, it was, I mean, I guess, was it Florida last year for Alabama? I think that was the last one at home.
We beat Florida.
Who did y'all lose to? Did y'all lose the one at home last year at all? I feel like y'all lost one to somebody. Auburn lost to Kentucky. Auburn lost on game day. That was the last time. And before that, it was the Brandon Miller.
Tennessee at home last year.
Tennessee at home. That's right. All right.
All right, going to the next game on Tuesday night, the third 6 p.m. game that's just going to be really good. Number 10, Texas A&M at number 6, Kentucky. 6 p.m. tip on ESPN2. What you got?
Take Kentucky. Picked against them the past picked against them the Saturday. I don't think they're going to go on a 3-game losing streak, so I'm going to take Kentucky to win it up.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kentucky, the home team. I think that environment will be a lot for A&M, even though – because Oklahoma's environment, you know, Alabama just sucks there, but I don't really know if this is the environment. So, all right, going to the next game, Missouri at Florida at 8 p.m. on ESPNU. I'm going to take Florida at home.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else to say. I mean, maybe Missouri can keep it close for the start, but I just think Walter Clayton Jr., Will Riker, and all them are just going to be too much. So, Florida. All right, and then the final game Tuesday is Arkansas at LSU. 8 p.m. on SEC Network. What you going with, Jacob?
I guess I'll take Arkansas on the road. LSU, you know, hasn't done anything yet to prove that they can win at home or win in general. So I'm just going to go Arkansas on the road. Cal gets his first SEC win.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'll take Arkansas to go and stop the bleeding when they play at LSU. Could be close if Arkansas doesn't bring their A game, but since just, I don't know, maybe it's the opposite of what I was saying about LSU. I mean, what I was saying about Alabama and Auburn. Until I see some LSU win a game, I'm not going to pick them.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, that's kind of how I was with Auburn in football this year. So let's take the Hogs. And then going on to Wednesday, we got January the 15th. We got the first game in South Carolina at Vanderbilt. It's the 5 p.m. on SEC Network. And I'm going to take Vanderbilt. I'm going to have South Carolina starting 0-4 in conference play, and I think Vanderbilt will be able to get the job at home, even though they lost to Mississippi State at home.
Yeah, this has kind of been a toss-up for me just thinking about it. I'll go Vandy at home just to give the nod to them at home, but I wouldn't be shocked at all if South Carolina goes on the road and wins this one in Nashville. All right, and the 7 o'clock game on Wednesday night is Georgia at Tennessee. I think Tennessee defends home court and don't necessarily know if it'll be close.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe – Georgia can hang around, but I am going to take Tennessee. I think Tennessee, I mean, I don't really know about Tennessee losing at home. The same thing we said about Alabama and Auburn. I just don't know if I see Tennessee losing at home either. And Georgia hasn't, I mean, at the time we're picking this, Georgia hasn't won on the road yet. I mean, losing, not bad, but like you didn't look good when you played in Jacksonville. The game sucked when you're playing at Ole Miss. So, Tennessee.
Yeah. All right. The final game of the night. 9 p.m. tip.
Yep, they're doing all on SEC Network. They're and that, you know, Oklahoma's on Central Time too.
Right, that's what did they mean to do this?
I don't know what they were. I guess there's some other good from the other conferences. There's some good games on or something. But why couldn't they flex one of these to the U, or at least ESPN too?
I'm about to look and see, because there better be some heck bangers. Because I mean, Kansas Iowa State's at 6. West Virginia, Houston's at 7. It's on ESPN Plus. Yeah, top 21 matchup between West Virginia and Houston on ESPN Plus. Wow.
Yeah, I mean Auburn. I mean SEC. If they didn't have the SEC Network, have a lot of like that too.
Yeah, thank God for the SEC Network. Mm-hmm. Red River rivalry of basketball. That one always gets me all tongue twisted. Texas at Oklahoma at 9 p.m. Central time. Poor people that have 8 a.m.s on Thursday morning on SEC Network. What you got?
Oh, I don't know, Jacob. It's a coin toss. It really is. Both teams, the way we have it picked, is going to be looking for their first conference win. Yes, I'm going to give the nod the home team because I really don't know what else to do other than give it to the home team. So I'm going to take Oklahoma to beat Texas and get their first conference win.
Yep, I'm gonna give it to the home team as well. I guess Oklahoma does it at home. Don't really know enough about either one of them. Welcome to the SEC. Horns down.
Speaking of horns down, Jacob, we got a few minutes. We're not going to put out a football episode this week. I mean, actually, at the time of recording this, they just finished the first quarterfinal game. I mean, semifinal game.
Is a great transition. That's a really good
Yeah.
transition. There you go.
Hey, we've been doing this for a while. I should be getting fairly good at them. But go ahead. I mean, you're going to feel like Ohio State or Texas. Who you rocking with tomorrow night in football?
Ohio State. I just think they're, man, they've turned it around since they lost to Michigan at home. Just,
Safe to say they're peaking.
yeah, I think that's a really good word. I think you're what they call peaking at the right time. It's kind of like for basketball, you know?
I'm gonna take Ohio State as well. I just don't know. Like you said, they just looked really good versus Tennessee. They proved us wrong. They proved us wrong, and then they proved me wrong again. I think you got it. I think you took. Did you take Ohio State? Was that right? Or did
Win.
you take Oregon when they played Ohio State, Oregon in the Rose Bowl? See, Jacob knows ball. I don't. I thought Oregon was gonna be able to beat them twice in a row. So we'll see, but I do think the winner of this game is the national champion, in my opinion. I think they will beat Notre Dame.
Sure. I think it's going to be Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Ohio State wins the national championship, and Caleb Downs is happy. I hope he is.
That so? Do you really hope he's happy?
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame the kid for chasing money. I think if you got offered couple million bucks, you'd chase it. I
I'm
would.
loyal. What can I say?
Oh
I'm loyal.
God, I'd chase it. I mean, because even though, that's just NIL has its benefits and it also just has its losses. So, like everything. So, well, I think that wraps up a good episode and some good slates on Saturday. Saturday there were the two late games, Bama and A&M and then Kentucky State. I think those would be some fun ones to watch. And then going into Wednesday, no, Tuesday, all 6 p.m. games are going to be really good. So, well, that wraps up this is episode 3 of season 6 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.